Proverbs 12:2 says, "A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn." The question is, what is a good man? There's some confusion on this matter, and most of the confusion stems from the consideration of the context of the question. There are two main considerations when discussing what constitutes a good man. First, good in light of God and His holiness. And secondly, good in the context of humanly speaking. And it seems to surprise some folks that the Bible discusses good men in both of these contexts. For example, when any man stands in God's presence and under the judgment of God's law, we are plainly told by Jesus in Mark 10:18, "And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. So by comparison to God, there are no good men other than the man Christ Jesus." And of course, Jesus wasn't saying it was wrong to call him good in this statement, but that we ought to recognize that he is good because he is God manifest in the flesh. Our King James Bible tells us that in 1 Timothy 3:16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." Now, I specify the King James Bible because the NIV, ESV, and nearly all other new versions destroy the message of the deity of Christ here in 1 Timothy 3:16 by removing the word God and simply referring to Jesus by saying he was manifest in the flesh or something similar. No, God was manifest in the flesh. His name is Jesus. He is the Christ, the Messiah of the Old Testament prophecies, and the only Savior of the world. And He alone among men is good. And that's in light of God's law. He's the only man who ever kept it. Jesus was the only sinless man to walk the earth. But He was not just man. He was also God. But then the Bible speaks of men as men. And as far as man is able to believe God, love God, and follow His commandments, Barnabas is described as a good man. In Acts chapter 11, verse 22, where we read, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas." And then in verse 24, it describes Barnabas saying, "For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith." And as our proverb says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. Good in the context of sinful men serving God faithfully as moral, honest, and upright men, Barnabas obtained favor of the Lord. We could refer to many other examples, but one more will have to do for time's sake. And that is when Paul is describing these last days we live in now. He says in 2 Timothy 3:2-3, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Then he describes these men, and among other things, he says they are despisers of those that are good. So you and I can never be good as Jesus, but we can be good in God's sight by faith in His Son as we believe the gospel message and then seek to live according to His word and for His glory. As imperfect as we may be, God appreciates our commitment even as we struggle with our fallen nature and our sins. And we can expect to be despised by the wicked men of these last days, as the text above says. But God will bless you for your faith, and He will bless you for your good works, not for salvation, but in addition to your salvation, because you are saved, you do good works. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. But don't ever forget the reality that in comparison to God and His holiness, we are not good. We are redeemed. And we will give Him glory for His goodness throughout eternity. And born-again believers will spend eternity with the knowledge that we are what we are because of Jesus. And we will be like Him in His presence. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 3:2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Our goodness is due to His goodness, and that's why He gets all the glory.